Hello, baby. Hi. I missed you today, so I'm calling you. I hope it's okay to give you a call. Actually, I want to call you in real time, and if you're not so shy, I could call you in video call and have a good time, and sometimes do naughty things. So anyway, today I've been thinking about you the whole day. Every day I've been thinking about you. The whole day. There's not a day that I did not think about you. 24/7. You're in my head. Yeah. I don't think my brain cells could ever forget you even for a second. Because I love you from the bottom of my hypothalamus. I love you. I love you so much. You should believe that. It's been a year, right? So, I'm expecting you to believe it. And you know that I love you. I think I've proven it enough. Given our situation right now, I think it's proven. With the time and the effort and all the words and all the gifts and everything that I gave, maybe I gave my everything to you. I hope you can see that, and I hope you appreciate everything I did for you, because I love you. That's the truth. I love you, really, really love you. I'm sorry I've made you my boyfriend. self-proclaimed boyfriend, but well, you don't complain, and you didn't what do you call that? Resist. So, I assume you like it too. Maybe there's a song that's been playing in my head today because my heart longs for you. Do you wanna hear it? You do? You always do. Why? Because you love my voice. I love your voice too, baby. So much. So you want to hear it. Would you ever get tired of my singing? Or my voice? Or the way I talk? No, you won't. You won't ever get tired of me. You're so sweet. I like you so much. Anyway, so you want me to sing for you always. Here it goes.
The dawn is breaking. Shining through your belly, waking, and I'm tangled up in you. Yeah. I'm open your clothes, ruffling. nervous, fall down sometime. Even the wrong words seem to rhyme. Out of the doubt that fills my mind, I somehow find you and I collide. I'm quiet, you know. You make a first impression. I found I'm scared to know I'm always on your mind. Even the best fall down sometimes. Even the stars refuse to shine. Out of the back you fall in time. And somehow find you and I collide. Don't stop here. I lost my place. I'm close behind. Even the best fall down sometimes. Even the wrong words seem to rhyme. Out of the doubt that fills your mind, you finally find you and I collide. Finally find you and I collide.
Yeah, that's what's been playing in my head, because I finally find that you and I collide. Don't you think? I feel like we are like pieces of puzzles that fit perfectly to one another, and I know that I will like you even when I haven't seen you. I will like you in person, maybe. I know that. I already liked you even when I haven't seen you, so not a problem. Or if I see you in person, I think I would like that more, because of course I can touch you, I can kiss you, I can hug you, and I can have sex with you, and I can smell you, and I can taste you, I can kiss you anywhere I want. You'd like that, would you? And of course I can touch you. I can touch you in secret. Well, I can hold your hand, and I can hold your secret. Maybe. What I like about you? Everything about you. That's what I like. From your personality, from your skills, to your intelligence, and you more. I like everything about you, especially your voice and the way you talk, your accent. I really like your accent. That's, I think, the first thing that made my heart melt was your voice and your accent, because of course that's the first thing I've encountered from you, so. But then, after that, I started to know you, and I learned that you're a great guy. Aside from that, you're intelligent, you're smart, you're witty, you're humorous, you're kind, you're gentleman, a true gentleman. I don't think I knew anyone aside from you that has this kind of gentlemanness in him. Because really, you are a true regal. Like, I don't know how you get that. Maybe because you love watching old movies, so, and their qualities back then is, I like it so much that I wish I have lived in 50s or 60s. I like their manner of speaking, their etiquette, their fashion, the cars, the architecture, everything. I like everything in those era. So when you said that you like old movies, fuck. He is the one. Yeah, I like that so much about you. And I like that you're so much older than me. That's one thing that I like so much about you, baby. Yeah, that's the truth. Because I like that experience that you gained. All those years that you are ahead of me, I can learn from you, and I can enjoy your experience if you will let me enjoy it. You would let me, wouldn't you? That I like that you are so much taller than me, because I like to be treated like a baby. Like, I'm fragile, I'm a feminine woman. I want someone who would treat me like I'm a princess, or I don't know. Not that I cannot do anything for myself. I can do everything, baby. You know that I'm a strong, independent woman, but you know, it's tiring sometimes, and I just want someone who could take care of me and give me what I need, even though I don't verbalize it or I don't know it. You actually know what I need, even when I don't know what I need in that moment. It's so amazing how you do that. You can read me. You can read me clearly. That's what makes me want to marry you, because I'm so tired of explaining people what I want, what I need. I'm tired of explaining, actually. That's why I resigned on that job, because it's stressing me so much. And yeah. That's all for now, I guess, because it's getting long and we have a messy background. So I love you, baby. I love you so much, okay? Marry me, okay? We will make a football team. What? Because you like to breed, so what do you expect? Yeah, I like to breed too.
What are you waiting for, baby? Come here and greet me now. I'm serious. I'm really serious. I want you to breed me. I would laugh at that. Promise me you'll breed me 3 times a day. Okay? I love you. And love you so much. Love you, baby. Bye.